Welcome back to the Nolan Finley Show on the 910 AM Superstation. I'm Nolan Finley from the Detroit News, joined by my co-host Kelly Cobb. And
good morning.
On the keyboards, Martin, Patton, and Kelly. We got good a guest coming back on to tell us about good things happening in Detroit.
Yes, we do. Dr. Antoine Garibaldi, the president of University of Detroit Mercy. You know, Nolan, they had a huge donation, I think a record donation, that was made to the school last week. And they've got big news on how they intend to spend it. Dr. Garibaldi, welcome to the show.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Nolan and Kelly. Appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So you got the largest donation in the 140-year history of the university. Tell us about it.
Yes, we received a $6.1 million estate gift from one of our alums, Arno Jarbo, who passed away in 2016. And he left that money primarily for us to establish a chair of business administration. So it's an endowed chair for a faculty member who will be able to really add to the already excellent business education program that our students receive in the program, and a lot of great opportunities in order for those students to be able to do a little bit more than just take classes, but really to allow us to bring together some of the best business thinkers in the country and in the region, of course, to really develop some activities for them so that they can be exposed to some of the major issues that they should be thinking about before they enter their careers.
Well, that's huge. Are you going to be expanding the business school at the same time then?
Well, we anticipate that this gift will draw more students into both our undergraduate business administration programs as well as our MBA programs because of the additional opportunities that students will have. The programs have been growing. We have an undergraduate business program, but our five-year MBA program has been very, very attractive to many undergraduate students. But we have many individuals who have been in the workforce for a number of years who have been coming back for the MBA. So this is going to give them an opportunity to take part in a variety of activities, such as a speaker series of business thinkers from around the country. Also, have a student-run journal that students will be able to do some research, as well as be a part of some of the writing that goes on in business. So they'll be able to author some of their journals in conjunction with with the faculty member.
Wow. Well, I was thinking about this, reading the story, that one of the things I always felt was the biggest need in Detroit was more people with a business degree who understand business, who can get that sense of entrepreneurship and help to rebound the city. I imagine you guys are thinking the same thing, that an increased business school, a bigger business school, a draw for more kids in Detroit to come to business school would probably be a great thing for the whole community.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're seeing that great interest in the part of students. One of the nice things about Mr. Jarbo's gift is he was an individual who received a business degree, and then he went off and got a law degree, and he worked in the Social Security Administration for his entire career. So we have many individuals who are not sure whether or not they want to major in business or in law. And then we have a lot of combined programs, even with our School of Law, so that a student can do really not just one, but can actually do both. And nationally, MBA programs are on the rise, and we see a great deal more students who are coming into business, specializing in a whole variety of areas, everything from human resources to marketing to accounting, public relations. It's just much more diverse than your typical generic business administration degree today.
Yeah. You know, there was a story, Dr. Anton Garibaldi from University of Detroit Mercy, there was a story about how colleges in Michigan are competing for students now, and how a lot of the schools that are like, basically the non-biggest public institutions, the non-MSUs, the non-U of M's, have seen difficulty enrolling students because there a lot of people are just leaving the state to go to school. There's not as much college graduates. At the same time you had that story come out, you've got the governor who came out in her State of the State address saying we need more we need more kids. We need more college graduates. We need more kids going and completing their degrees and staying in the state of Michigan. Talk a little bit about how enrollment is right now at University of Detroit Mercy, and what do you think will come of the governor's pledge to try and get more kids graduating in Michigan?
Well, over the last 4 years, we have had an increase in our freshman enrollment, four consecutive years of higher enrollment in each one of our freshman classes. This past year was 580 students. About 5 years ago, we had a freshman class of about 468, so more than 100 students. Then last year also, we made a bold move, and we reset our tuition for all of our undergraduate programs. We went from $41,000 to $28,000. We are likely to see the real impact of that in this coming freshman class, since many of those students last year had already made their decisions in November of last year. So we have been on the upswing, and our retention rates have been great too. I'm very much aware of what the governor is trying to do, and really what the governor is trying to do is essentially what we've tried to do. We've tried to let students know first and foremost that an excellent quality education is affordable at University of Detroit Mercy. Secondly, we're also sending a strong message to individuals who are already working who want to get an MBA that we have an excellent MBA program, and you're going to read in the newspapers in a matter of days that our Board of Trustees and we made a decision this past week that we are going to reduce our graduate MBA tuition by 50%. And wow. We're also going to make some reductions in a couple of other areas where we know that we can be even more competitive. So we are doing all the things that we believe are important for those students who are thinking about degrees, not just at the undergraduate level, but the graduate level, and making sure they understand it's affordable and they'll be in classes where professors will know the students. There'll be small classes, but not so large that students will not be able to really take part in everything that's available to them in that classroom.
And so people be able to go through, students be able to go through your college, come out with a lot less student debt than they might otherwise expect.
Absolutely. And that's one of the other components of our tuition reset program. We've been providing lots of private scholarship gifts for a very, very long time. Mr. Jarboe's gift is a perfect example. We are already a year ahead of schedule in our $100 million campaign. We've raised about $101 million as of today. But one of the major focus of that campaign was to raise $40 million for student scholarship support to additionally support those students who are coming, because we're very proud of the fact that almost 30% of our students are first-generation college students. So we know that they need financial aid. So with the combination of the tuition reset plus the scholarships, and these are all very, very excellent students, we've taken a lot of items off the table so that they can concentrate on their studies and not have to worry about how they're going to have to pay their tuition.
Dr. Garibaldi, are you seeing any sort of surge in interest in entrepreneurship? I know we in Detroit need a lot more folks starting businesses and working for themselves.
Very definitely, Nolan. I mean, that's one of the reasons why this gift is so important. We really want students to stretch and think about what it will take to own their own companies and what it will take in order to really prepare themselves well so that they don't have to wait 10 and 15 years to do it, but could realistically do it within 5 years after graduation. So entrepreneurship is extremely important. And we have a Center for Social Entrepreneurship that we began about 3 years ago. And this gift for the Jarboe Chair is going to be a part of a larger center in the College of Business Administration, which we're calling PRIME, the Center for Practice and Research in Management and Ethics. We have a number of the ingredients already there with some very, very strong programs in ethics and social entrepreneurship. And we're looking at ways in order to really expand that out so that we can work with students and they can have field projects and do things on their own based upon the interest that they might have in a particular field of entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship is very definitely on the minds of many young people, and frankly, that's one of the reasons why I think that so many of them are not just content with majoring in business. They want to major in business and another field so that they can really kind of mix those two once they graduate.
Dr. Garibaldi, congratulations on the gift, and I know your students will be looking forward to news of that tuition cut.
Yes, thank you. We'll be putting that word out in a matter of days.
We've got a caller real quick before we let you go, Dr. Garibaldi. Rich is on the line.
Okay,
Rich, welcome
sure.
to the show.
Okay.
Excellent. Subjects, I just wanted to chime in real quick. I noticed everybody's got a lot of different opinions on different subjects, but I noticed one thing, and I listen to all the talk shows. I'm not going to mention any names because everybody knows who the talk show hosts are, but nobody ever talks about the national debt, $21, $20 trillion. I just wonder why, especially the politicians, they talk about the green socialists, whatever it is.
Rich, hang on just one second. We're talking to Antoine Garibaldi, the president of UD Mercy. We're going to let him go and switch gears and take your call. Dr. Garibaldi, thanks for coming on this morning. Congrats on the huge donation to get the business school launched at U of D Mercy. And congrats a month late, but on crossing that $100 million fundraising goal that you guys had a year ahead of schedule. That's huge. Really quick before I let you go, how's the area looking? You guys are in the Live 6 corridor. A lot of the students live around that area, and you've got a little community growing out there. How's the broader community over by U of D Mercy going?
Thanks very much for the congratulations. It's going great. We are a matter of weeks before we officially open the Live 6 Alliance home base at the Detroit Collaborative Design Center will be in, as well as City Planning Office, the Fitz Forward Project, and, of course, our Live 6 Alliance staff. So a lot of work is scheduled for the springtime, since we can't get too much done during the winter. But things are really looking great, and I would recommend anyone who has the time, just drive around the area and see what some of the improvements are.
There you go. Dr. Antoine Garibaldi, appreciate your time this morning, and congrats
thank
again.
You. Thanks for having me.